Blog Talk Radio.
But it's a warm summer, sunny day here in Detroit, Michigan. Welcome to the Perspective Power Radio Network. It is 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on the 10th day of August, 2016. You're tuned in to Attitude of Gratitude, and Team Gratitude is with you today. Myself, Annette Rochelle Aben, and of course, award-winning artist David Martinko. We'd like you to find David at his sites on redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net, where you're going to find lots of great free downloads, as well as the fabulous CDs. I was going to say, and the good thing is he's got a brand new one coming out, but they're all good. I am looking forward to the new CD, though. He keeps promoting it on Facebook and all over social media, and I'm thinking, yay, Dave! Yay, you! Today's show, Find Your Zen with an Attitude of Gratitude. A lot of people look everywhere for peace. They say, when my job gets better, I'll be at peace. When my family stops arguing, I'll find peace. When this person says they'll date me, when this person says they'll leave me, when this person, you know, come on. We're hanging it all on the conditions around us, right? And we're saying, when all this other stuff happens, boy, I'm finally going to find peace. And I thought, well, okay, let's try that. So I spent a lot of years myself doing that. A lot of years looking at all the things outside of me, outside of my control, let's put that word in there, outside of my control, thinking that once I attained this job, once I attained this status, whatever else, I would find peace, or that peace would find me. Somehow we'd make this connection, kind of like standing at the airport. You ever go to the airport and you see the signs of a driver's usually holding them up next to a car, and it could be a fancy car or a not-so-fancy car or even a cab. And they're trying to get the attention of an individual coming out of a certain gate to let them know, hey, I'm your ride, right here. No worries, I'm your ride. Actually, I had that happen once in 1983. Walked out with my little carry-on luggage and tugging my other suitcase with me, and bam, there was a driver standing next to a car holding a sign with my name on it. And I looked at that, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. I pointed to my chest and said, me? So anyway, yes, and then a friend of mine who had actually orchestrated all this, rolled the window down in the vehicle and said, come on, get in. And I was like, oh, cool. So the idea here is we think that once we find all of this different stuff, we're going to find peace, that it's going to somehow connect to us. But I don't know if you've ever worked with magnets or not. I make jewelry, and I worked with magnets. And what I've noticed, and this may seem like a silly thing, not every magnet will magnetize to another magnet. It will magnetize to a magnet that is polarized to its energy. So I would be working on pieces, and there would be a set of magnets. And I only usually bought this one particular brand of magnet from this one particular jewelry supply place. But somehow, some way, I must have had like an old container of magnets that came in little square boxes. And another thing of magnets, because I was working on this one necklace and it took forever to get it done, and I was so grateful, and the person I was making it for requested a magnet closure. Okay, fine. So I finished it all up and I had the two ends and I went to put it together and they didn't lock. They didn't stick. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute, you've got to be kidding. Not only the time, effort, and energy to put the necklace together, but all the wire that went into it. I'm like, what, you're kidding me? I literally had to take it apart and put it back together again, using different magnets. So I've seen firsthand that not every magnet will magnetize just to another magnet. Now think about finding something. If you want to find Zen, you want to find peace, Zen being the word that people use to explain peace, to state peace is what I was going to say. Well, if you're looking to find your Zen, you're looking to find that match outside of you, you've got to have it inside first. There's got to be that polarizing energy inside of you first. I wouldn't have recognized my name on that sign at the airport if I didn't know my name, right? And I still didn't believe it, so somebody had to come along and say, yeah, you. I don't have the most common name in the world. However, if you do a Google search, you'll find there are several of us named Annette Avon. Kind of an interesting thought. So I couldn't believe my luck when I learned the lesson with the jewelry. It taught me something that obviously I've never forgotten, but it taught me something very real about life. And that is, if I want to find something outside of me, it's got to be inside of me first. So how do you cultivate your inner Zen so that you can connect with Zen outside of you? Your inner peace, so you can connect with peace outside of you. Your inner calm, so that you can recognize calm when it's, you see it outside of you. Gratitude, gratitude. It's the name of the network, the Perspective Power Radio Network. Your perspective about things. If your perspective is one of gratitude, appreciation, you're going to be able to cultivate that feeling inside of you. If you can appreciate the smallest things in your life, it makes it easier to appreciate the bigger things. If you can appreciate the most seemingly insignificant things in your life, it's actually going to still grow. So I'm not saying you have to appreciate every single thing on this planet. There could be contrast. You can sit there and appreciate the daffodils, but not necessarily appreciate the roses. You can appreciate burgers, but not appreciate steak. You can appreciate tofu, but not appreciate soy milk. I mean, I tried to give you examples of very similar things, but different in many ways, very different. The idea is appreciate something and cultivate the appreciation for those things, that thing, on a regular basis. Find yourself truly becoming one, there's Zen, with that experience. So when you woke up, I don't know when if you're listening to this live or you're listening to this in podcast, either way, when you wake up in the morning, before you even acknowledge what you're going to run through that day, I got to do this, got to do this, got to put the to-do list aside. Don't even go to bed with the to-do list in your head. Leave the to-do list somewhere else if you make one. But start with an appreciation for the fact that you're awake. I appreciate that I'm awake. This is my favorite time of the day. This is my favorite way to look at the day. This is my favorite view that I've got when I open my eyes. Now, here's another thing. Is there a window behind your bed, like at the head of your bed, and there's a window that looks out, and so when you wake up in the morning, you're looking at the inside of your house? Do yourself a favor. Sleep with your head at the foot of the bed, so when you open your eyes, you're looking out that window. I know I do that. It's great, isn't it? It's so funny because when people set up my bedroom space and they put my bed against the wall, there was a window there, right? And they said, oh, you're going to love it. The sun's going to come in. It's going to shine on this part of your, you know, wall. You're going to see it. It's going to be great. And I thought, well, yeah, it's going to shine there, but I'm not going to see it. And what, I actually didn't realize I was saying it out loud. And this guy looked at me and goes, what do you mean? And I said, well, I sleep with my head here, and I'm going to be looking there. So when I open my eyes, I'm going to see the sky. I'm going to see the treetops. I'm going to see the birds. I'm going to see the sun. That's what I want to see when I open my eyes. So when I open my eyes and I say, oh, you are my favorite window. You are my favorite view. I immediately get that instant feeling, just the way I said it, of appreciation. It fills me from top to bottom. It gives me the most amazing energy. And then I just start, you're my favorite pillow, you're my favorite blanket, you're my favorite bed, you're my favorite bedroom. And if I didn't already sound goofy enough, everything that I see, you're my favorite, you're my favorite, you're my favorite, you're my favorite. I appreciate you, thank you. It is such an amazing way to find the peace inside of me because I'm seeing everything is resonating with me with harmony. Yeah, I am zenned in because it's all working with me. It's all part of me. I'm all part of it. And because I can find that appreciation, it makes it easier. It makes it replicatable. It makes it fun. any of these words. All right, it makes it easier. It makes it easier for me to face the day because I've already found something to be happy about. It makes it replicatable because if I've done it once, I can do it again. And when I say it makes it fun, what's more fun than feeling enjoyment, feeling happy, feeling connected, feeling like you've got all kinds of wonderful support everywhere? That's why I do it. That's why I move forward with those thoughts in the morning. And there are some mornings I talk to my body that way. I talk from my toes all the way up to the top of my head, inside, through it, around it, and tell my body. It's my favorite knees, my favorite back, my favorite hips, my favorite arms, my favorite elbows, my favorite toes, my favorite fingers. And I tell them I appreciate them. And I thank them for everything that they do for me, that they're my best buddies, that we go through life together as a team. We are team body. We are team movement, team gratitude. Because in order to find that peace, sometimes we need to find our tribe. We need to find our support system. We need to find that energy that we are one with, that zen. When you find your zen with an attitude of gratitude, or find your zen through an attitude of gratitude, might have been something that resonated with you more than with and through, then it is something that you own. Nobody can take that away from you. Nothing else that happens throughout the rest of the day can take that unless you give it up, unless you say, well, okay, let me see. I'll trade worry, concern, frustration, and downright anger. What can I trade you for that? Oh, I've got this gratitude over here. I've got this zen, this feeling of peace. How about I give you that, you give me that? I give you this, you give me that. First of all those other things that I just mentioned are the things that we're developing our attitude of gratitude in contrast to, because the attitude of gratitude, the feeling of appreciation, the ownership of that is what we really want to have, right? So why would you trade what you really want to have for something that you don't want to have just because somebody else says you should have it? That kind of makes no sense, right? But if you find yourself in that position and you find yourself at that crossroads, no worries. Look at the situation and find a reason to appreciate it. Thank you, Contrast, for showing up, because you're showing me that I am on the right track by pursuing appreciation and gratitude. Thank you so much for being here, because you're allowing me the opportunity to work on feeling better. And the minute you stop pushing against that contrast, that thing that you don't like, the minute you stop arguing with it, or the minute you refuse to do the cha-cha-cha, or remember that old cat food commercial, the cha-cha-cha cat dance with it, you have retained, replicated, and are running that program of appreciation. You're owning that gratitude. You're feeling it, and you are owning and finding and have found your zen. Kind of crazy. Kind of awesome the way that works, isn't it? And the funny thing is that it works every time for everybody if you do it. It works every time for everybody if you allow it. It works every time for everybody, no exceptions, if you maintain the thought on it. And you can do it. You can do it. Might take a little practice. Do it once. You can do it twice. Do it twice. Do it three times. Just multiply it out exponentially. You will have more connected times than disconnected times. Will the disconnected times still show up? Sure, but you won't see them as disconnected times. You'll see them as opportunities. You'll see them as the ability to allow yourself to bring forth that energy that you've cultivated. And it will work. It'll rock. You'll see. It does rock, and it does work. And Team Gratitude puts their seal of approval on that. Team Gratitude being myself, Annette Rochelle Aven. Find me at AnnetteRochelleAven.wordpress.com. And award-winning artist David Martinkus, with music you hear in the background. He's available at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. Attitude of Gratitude is live every Wednesday morning at this time. We go into podcast as soon as I hit the stop button. Thank you. Tuned in to the Perspective Power Radio Network.